and those that get closer to a definitive source of knowledge get further in wanting to know about it, and we take obsessive care about our tiny artificial properties when the infinite of nature would at least satisfy us. And as technology enables us of a certain potential, we attempt a further sophistication of it. And it is in the way commerce makes itself visible that we are to make our choices. Our obsession foments in looking among all the many possibilities, but not the actual one we're looking for. And any isolated idealism is truncated by the overly planned morals of the civilized mass. The automated set of processing the natural resources do not differentiate any potential, but treat everything alike. And we have announced a mechanism that wants us continuously prolificating of an artificiality that, once expanded, prevents us from being naturally prolific. And the birth of the collective mind, overly expanded by the technical medium, has signed the death of the individual's mind. The technical execution of a plan can take place without any actual consideration to the natural context, but to the superfluous one of society. There might be exceeding resources in our social properties, but we don't dare to share them with the one that might need them, not to compromise our status. And the way we forever compromise our nature when a technical entity suddenly predominates our senses. And the technical displacement absorbs us away from the social and environmental landscape into a virtual one of no boundaries. And the rights we earn through civilization turns us overly self-defensive and incapable to digest any offense. And as the technical amplification has made us lose our common sense, the social law needs to be all the way categoric. And as the democratic regime have eluded us of being free from any authorities, we have also ceased to cultivate our inner one. And it is in the core of nature that our resources are to be found, and not in its artificially desolated peripheries. And it is only by being completely undressed of any mask that we are to find the most deepest sincerity to be communicated. And with our focus always shortened in search of artificial entities, we lack a general overview of the surrounding. The desire to disappear from the banality of human gatherings and meet lonely the severe challenge of nature. Peripheries get drastically abused as soon as their fruit gets ripened. And it is the telematic persuasion to transport us away from one settlement into another settlement, but without actual transition. And as all human activities, even the most noble one, have been institutionalized, we can either sabotage them or reside constructively in ourselves. And it is in what is preserved in its entirety but what is offended in its sensibility to become the most prolific. And the more direct is our approach to nature, the more energies we are to gain, and vice versa. And our passive view of the world left unseen the nourishing details right below our eyes. And we establish new links, finding newer resources that yet, due to their technical dependency, will always fluctuate. And a multiple analysis of ourselves is the ultimate knowledge, spontaneously leading to all other knowledges. And the different modes that society demands us to alternate develop an intrinsic conflict within us. And the work of the social man doesn't aim to benefit society, but to secure his social status within it. And our dissatisfaction of small social managers can only be healed with non-pretentious labor. And it is only through a constant persistence through all weathers that we are to find durable strength. It is by being indifferent to other people's judgments that we are to find balanced understanding. Individuals are to dictate their own rules, and any institution trying to dictate to others shall be abandoned. The enchanting marvel surrounding our pointless misery. And as we are entangled in the social magnetism, which is to gather the harvest belonging to our own sphere and realize it, that is too late. And any consumption without an embedded regeneration is to be considered unnecessary exhaustion of its source. And we maintain our familiar inheritance, but as long cheesed to give it a meaningful function. The joy of multiple maintenances distributed by nature versus the stress of the overlapping task demanded by society. The work of a solitary man aims to an essential surviving, the work of the collectiveness leads to superfluous expansion. And those surviving a rare beauty are soon addicted to its pornographic reproduction enhanced by the commercial society. And there is absolutely no interiority to prevent our free perpetuation of our exteriority. And the youth that should transport us with all its solarity is kept controlled by the regime. A deep rationalization of our socially disturbed feelings is the only remedy to escape from them. And a time for reflection is obfuscated by the excitement of our social occupation, and it's ever harder to regain. And in our social community, we let our natural resources to prolificate, yet find no use for it. And it's us, through the technical immediacy of our achievement, to be the author of the unnaturality affecting us. And our instinct of being providential is transferred to an artificial accumulation that finds us stiffed in our individualism. And sooner or later the time comes when we're all to conform our ideals to that of the social mechanism. And nothing can be really comprehended without an experience of its opposite. And self-generative rules are to be created in order to rescue the spiritual integrity threatened by the social rules. And it is the authoritarian claims to disable the spontaneity that would enable a direct approach towards life. And we may only make claims about our self-reflective production while any other claims are an attempt to overtake the collective collaboration. And any structure designed for the collective is a way for the few to prevail on the ignorance of the many. And nothing is left to decay in our social exteriorization but our individual interiorization. And the exterior discontinuation affects our interiority that does never come to fulfill any cycle. And it is only via sincere exposure of ourselves that real love is to be transmitted. And modern people's concern is to carry on in their artificiality without having to face the existential burden. How the divulgation of love affects our singing and how its perverted refrigeration mutes it. And even though we perceive a mistake, we are anyway bound to try it in order to convince ourselves.